AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Montana's governor has signed a bill banning gender-affirming medical care for young transgender people. At least 15 states have now enacted such laws. There's also been a slew of action in state legislatures and the courts on abortion. Lisa Dwyer has a roundup.
10 months after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade and a nationwide right to abortion, states are pushing in opposite directions on the issue. This week, North Dakota's governor signed a new ban into law, becoming the 14th state with a ban on abortions at all stages of pregnancy, making it one of the strictest abortion bans in the country. Abortions of pregnancies caused by rape or incest are allowed only in the first 6 weeks, and they're allowed later only for specific medical emergencies. In Utah, there's a court hearing to determine whether a ban on abortion clinics there is allowed to take effect. Lawmakers in Nebraska and South Carolina fell just short of passing their own bans. Meanwhile, the governors of Minnesota and Washington signed bills to protect access. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Meanwhile, Norman Hall reports Colorado's governor has signed 4 gun control bills.
Supportive lawmakers and citizens alike had tears in their eyes and roared their applause when the governor signed each bill. Colorado has a history of notorious mass shootings, reaching back to the Columbine High School massacre in 1999. Republicans decried the bills as encroachments on Second Amendment rights that would impede Colorado residents' ability to defend themselves. Gun rights advocates pledged to reverse the measures.
Republicans have scored victories in North Carolina, the state Supreme Court throwing out previous rulings, one against gerrymandered voting maps, another that upheld a photo ID law for voting. It had been struck down as racially biased. The Federal Reserve has issued its review of last month's collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, blaming it on the bank's own poor management, but also watered-down regulations and lax oversight by the Fed's own supervisors. This is AP News. In Pittsburgh, jury selection will extend into a second week in the federal trial of the man charged with killing 11 worshippers at a synagogue in 2018. Walter Ratliff has more.
Robert Bowers faces 63 counts of the October 2018 attack at the Tree of Life Synagogue. If convicted, Bowers could receive a death sentence. The 50-year-old offered to plead guilty in return for a life sentence, but federal prosecutors turned him down.
You know, I'm not the same person that I was the day before on October 26th. I don't think you can be.
Rabbi Jeffrey Myers of the Tree of Life congregation was one of the survivors of the Pittsburgh synagogue massacre. He says that he and other survivors are determined that the attacker will not have the final word and that they will write the next chapter of their story.
I do believe God wanted me to be here as a response. And I don't say that out of a place of haughtiness or arrogance, but of divine mission, of responsibility.
I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.